Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PhoneFaith, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at vetdirect.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Stop. Ain't no stopping us now. It's right. No stopping us now. That's right. Listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, you know what? Before the show is off the air for the night, I'd like to read out the final, hopefully, winners of the annual food gift card giveaway. So hope you're listening. And by the way, the one I'm going to read first was from November 28th. And I'm going to shout out his name again and hope he calls in and gives Chris his address. So his name is Earl Sands. Earl, if you're listening, please call the station. Gary, can you give out the phone number, please?
407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
Okay, well, good luck, Earl. I hope you're listening, and please call and give Chris your your information so we can mail you your $50 public scar. I think you're calling from Florida. I'm not sure. Okay, the next winner is Lainey Carmelo from Pipe Creek, Texas. Lainey, I hope you're listening. If you are, please call in and say a quick hello that you heard us, and we will send you your $50 Visa card. That's Lainey Carmelo in Pipe Creek, Texas. That's really, I wonder where that is, Pipe Creek, Texas. Then we have, then we have Jeff Cohen, and Jeff lives in Boca Raton, Florida. Jeff, if you're listening, please call in 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And then next we have Julita Woolard in Middletown, Connecticut. Julita, hope you call in. Hope you're listening. That's Julita Woolard in Middletown, Connecticut. Hope you call in, say a quick hello, and we will send you the $50 gift card. And then, of course, we have Carolyn Salam. She is the one whose poem I just read, the amazing poem. So, Carolyn, if you're listening, call in. You better be listening. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, you know, Lynn?
Yes, Gary.
Yeah, I listen, you know, Carolyn and her poem, which was terrific, and she told all the people that have passed on.
I know, I about, cried when
you know,
I read
our
that
show. But there was one I don't think she mentioned, and I always never forget her. And that was a very, very elderly lady that could give a recipe
long. Gary, I know who you mean, but I thought of Helen Haber also, but that was when we were on Blind Matters.
Oh, okay.
If you go back that far, then there was Brooke Evans.
Ooh.
Brooke Evans passed away, and we had listeners from when we were on Blind Matters.
Well, but, she was way back in Blind Matters, but boy,
yeah,
she was so elderly, and she could give out a recipe 5 minutes long.
She was 98. Yeah. I'll never forget. She called in with an egg salad recipe or something.
Oh, God. Yeah.
She was terrific. Yeah.
Yep.
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never.
We had a lot of friends. We had a lot of friends throughout the years from Blind Matters till now.
We really have. So, anybody yet on the phone, Chris?
No, not yet. Yep. There you go. Hold on.
Okay. I'm going to read the names again. While Chris is answering the phone, I'm going to read the names again. Earl, what did I say his name was? Earl Sands. I hope you call in. Give Chris the phone, your mailing address, 407-894-1680. And then we have Lainey Carmelo in Pipe Creek, Texas. Jeff Cohn in Boca Raton, Florida. Julita Woolard in Middletown, Connecticut. And Carolyn Salam in Brunswick, Georgia. So we can say a quick hello. That would be wonderful. Oh, my goodness. I'm out of breath. all this talking. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. Michael took a rest, and you're getting tired.
He'll be back in a few minutes.
I figured he took a break.
Yeah. So, Chris is that he has somebody in the phone.
I sure hope we get these winners tonight. It's Christmas time. We want to win.
I feel positive. I'm getting my pen so I can mark down that they called.
Yeah. That's good.
Yep. Yeah. Let's see.
All righty. Here we go.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
All right. I got our good friend, Miss Carolyn from Brunswick.
Yay.
Oh, yay, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Then we have
Carolyn.
We have Julie from Connecticut. Carolyn.
Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn.
Carolyn.
I'm glad you enjoyed the poem, and I want to wish Lynn happy birthday, even though your birthday is tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it was yesterday. Thank you, Carolyn. Uh-huh. Yeah. My birthday was on the 9th. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not quite used to this age, but it doesn't really feel any different than yesterday.
Nah.
Thank you, Carolyn.
We love you, Carolyn. We love you. You did a good poem.
She did. And Carolyn, I have to tell you, I don't know if you go on social media, Facebook or anything, but people are saying that you should be writing jingles because you're so talented.
Yeah, I heard
very
that
good.
Ask Marilyn to, she's on Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff, so I'll tell her to get it.
Well, thank you, and we'll send you your $50 Publix card because you are in Georgia. We have to say goodbye, though, because we have some other people that are calling in to win their prizes. Thank you,
Merry Christmas, Carolyn.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you all, too. Love you all.
Love you.
Hello.
Good night, Carolyn.
Okay.
Great poem.
I think she hung up. Who's next, Chris?
This is Miss Julie. Julie from all the way from Connecticut, that made the connection, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Julie.
Hi, Julita.
Julie from Connecticut.
Hi, good evening. Welcome. Thank you so much.
Well, we're glad that you were listening and you called in, so you're a winner. We'll send you the $50 Visa card.
Merry Christmas.
No.
Merry Christmas, Julita. Are there any other calls, Chris, before I cut her off?
Nope, that's all she wrote.
Oh, okay, just that. Okay, so the others didn't hear it yet.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. So how are you up there? Everything okay?
Yes, everything okay. And then I like your song.
There you go. Yeah, we like
that. Like
good. All righty. Well, thank you, Julita. Say hi to Terry.
Yeah. Thank you so much for.
You're welcome. We will mail you your card. I'm going to say the names one more time. That's it. Lainey Carmelo, Pipe Creek, Texas. Jeff Cohn in Boca Raton, Florida. And Carolyn called in. And Earl Sands, if you're listening, please call in. We don't have your address. All righty. So that's it.
That's it.
That's another year of giving out many, 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 many.
We gave out thousands of dollars
many,
worth of
many,
cards.
Many, many, many. Yeah.
We'll be sending them out
it's
this
a shame
year.
Jeff Cohn and Lainey didn't call in. They wrote beautiful letters. That's a shame. Oh, my goodness. Well, our next guest is waiting in the wings, so we can go to break
let's
early
to break.
And talk to her because I really want to meet her.
Okay, we'll go to break.
Chris, let's go to break now.
Roger that.
Roger.
Don't go away. Listen to the Bobby Dunn Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Michael. It's holiday time, and I want to thank all our listeners, all our sponsors, for allowing us to come in your home and enjoy Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And this is Lynn. We'd like to wish you all a healthy and happy holiday season, and we can't wait to come back in 2024 for another fabulous year on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback from movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hi, this is Dave Hillebrandt with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And this is Brenda Hillebrandt.
And we just like to say Merry Christmas!
And happy holidays.
All the best to you and your family, and looking forward to seeing you next year with more fun and prizes.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Sela Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. Sela co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when Sela's intervention has ended. Since 1978, Sela and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through Sela. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit Sela.org today. That is Sela, S-E-V-A.org.
Support for Blind to Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Hi, this is Gary Sinclair, co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Once again, the holidays are here, and I want to wish you all a merry, merry Christmas and a blessed and safe new year.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Welcome back. Lynn, you're up.
The famous line, Lynn, you're up.
Lynn, you're up.
Okay, Lynn is up. Okie dokie. So joining us now on behalf of Foundation Fighting Blindness is Patricia Wakert, and she'll correct me if I pronounced her wrong and pronounced her name incorrectly. She is the founder and CEO of Blind Girl Designs, and she has retinitis pigmentosa. Welcome, Patricia.
Thank you, Lynn. It's really great to be here. Nice to meet you, Michael.
Nice meeting you,
yes.
Patricia.
So, Patricia, please first tell us about your connection with Foundation Fighting Blindness, because after all, that's how we're meeting you.
Exactly. So, I've been, you know, donating and following along Foundation Fighting Blindness for, you know, over a decade. I got diagnosed with RP around the turn of the century and started using a white cane in 2010. And, you know, that foundation does research in retinal diseases, and I have retinitis pigmentosa. So they have a lot of articles and a lot of information about the research that they're doing and breakthroughs that they're making. So I go on their website all the time. And one of the things I always liked about their website was the beacon stories. And, right. You know, at first I just read them because I love to read inspirational stuff. And then, you know, I started losing more and more of my vision. And I was like, wow, I really need inspirational stuff. And then I just, you know, went to about an 11 degree visual field about 5 years ago. And I was definitely nowhere near a beacon story. And I needed, you know, a lot of that kind of inspirational stuff. And earlier this year, about 3 years ago, I founded a company And earlier this year, I was reading a Beacon story and I thought, wait, I think I'm a Beacon story. And so I wrote to them and told them my story, and they wrote me back and said, thank you. And they would contact me, and I didn't hear from them. That was totally cool. No problem. And then in August, Lauren Reeves called me from Foundation Fighting Blindness. And she said, you know what? We love your story and we want to feature you on our national campaign for White Cane Day, because all of your t-shirts and hoodies and tote bags have white canes on all of the prints. And you're like a white cane activist. And I'm like, what? Oh my gosh. And so, yeah, so that's how I really got to know these guys, you know, on an inside basis.
That's amazing. I looked at your website and it's wonderful. You're so talented. You actually make the designs, correct?
Yes, I design everything myself. That's correct.
So you do screen printing? You know how to
print. You know what? No. I'm from the Garment Center like Michael, right? So, right. You know, when I started putting my company together, I had to look and see how can I commercially have ink done, because mm-hmm. I had to do a lot of research on ink to make sure I get tactile ink, right?
Right.
Blind Girl Designs, got to have tactile ink. So I did a lot of research. And there's a company in Mahwah that does commercial printing.
Jersey? I know Mahwah.
Jersey. Yeah, of course.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And they're called 613 Originals, and they do commercial printing, and they have heat transfer sheets, and they do really stable 3D puff ink, and they do really tactile vinyl inks. And so those are the two primary inks that I do, and I sketch them, and then we get them converted via graphic artist to an AI file, and then submit that to our commercial printer. They send us the sheets. And then I used to be able to print the shirts when I started 3 years ago, but I have lost more vision. So my assistant designer I trained her, you know, to print. And so she prints the shirts, and then I still do, you know, the labels and the packing, go to all the conventions, travel all over the country. And that's our basically big picture story.
Wow. I thought the design was screen printed and then the three-dimensional part gets overlaid over that, but it doesn't work like that. It comes out right away, three-dimensional.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. No, the ink, when you touch it on the pieces of paper, they're 12 by 12 pieces of paper. All of the ink feels the same. It's just flat. When you put 350 degree heat and pressure,
You lay
the t-shirt down and you hit it with really high pressure at 350 for 9 seconds. And then if you have to learn how to do it, but once you learn how to do it correctly, the heat makes the ink puff way up. Yes.
That's really great.
It's really stable.
It's terrific. That Foundation Fighting Blind. Well, you found them first and then they found you.
It was like, we were both on the same page. That's, you know, and I'm so grateful for all the research that they're doing. You know, I feel like they may be the ones that might break the genetic coding for retinitis pigmentosa.
I think they will.
So, Patricia?
So, Michael.
Yes.
And here we meet.
And we meet.
1407.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. You know about 1407 Broadway?
She does.
Yes, I do. I worked there for 5 years.
Well, let me just tell you this way. When I talk about the only thing I'm afraid of and been afraid of, I talk about an elevator. Well, it's the elevator in 1407 that I talk about. I don't mention 1407, but I was on 1407 Broadway when I first went blind years ago. And I don't know Braille. To this day, I don't know Braille. So there's nothing like going on 1407 Broadway and being the only one on the elevator. And that's the place I was scared, because I was pushing all kinds of buttons. And that building, 1407, ground floor is not the ground floor. The first floor.
Right.
They have a basement.
And a sub-basement. Yeah.
Right. So when you're pushing all kinds of buttons, you don't go to the first floor. And
she's laughing, but you were scared.
Yeah, I wasn't laughing at the time. I was scared. You know what?
Yeah.
And I was pushing buttons. Somebody got on the 30th floor or something, 40th floor, and they got on, And they said, are you going down? I said, yeah. Are you going to the street? And they said, yeah. I said, you mind if I follow you? And I was like,
wait, is that the time you
yes. Yeah.
The rest of the story.
So I got out of 1407. My cousin was out front waiting for me. So I knew where he was. So I got in the car and the person said to me, what are you doing? I said, I thought you were my cousin. He said, you're in a police car.
Oh my God.
A police car.
That's
I said,
awesome.
I guess I'm in the wrong car. So he was parked behind the police car. Yep.
That's hilarious.
So
that's
I was on the 1407 funny. Broadway up until 2008.
Yeah, so we were working in the building at the same time.
So yeah, 2008.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, we were on the 7th floor.
Life is funny.
I'm trying to remember what building. I was partners at that time with a company called Crazy Gator, Crazy Cats.
Crazy Cats.
Crazy Cats.
Oh, Crazy Cats Junior Sportswear?
Yes.
With a K.
Yes. Yeah, I know those guys. Yeah.
Well, you know them. Well, that's my partner.
Bonzi?
Oh, my gosh.
Bonzi.
Wow.
Sid. Lahani. Yeah.
He was the son. Sid is the son and the father. And they have a daughter.
Two need to talk off the phone. Okay.
So before that, I was at 10 West 33rd.
Yeah, and I also was in 1410. So for a few years, I was in 1410 as well.
Okay.
So Patricia, yeah. One of the things when I was reading about you on your website, and I would like you to expand on this a little bit for the audience, because, we have a lot of people that are losing their sight. You remind me so much of our friend Sharon Jo Finazzo, who is the CEO of, once again, we're mentioning her name tonight, a lighthouse in San Francisco. And by the way, say hi to our co-host, Gary. That's the second time I forgot to introduce Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
See, Patricia, the difference, if you, I was in the garment industry for 45 years and doing multi-million dollar business, you need factors. I don't know if you ever
heard of factors. Yeah, we had all our orders factored.
And it was the factors
that... didn't get the order passed.
Well, at that time, the factors didn't want me yet when I went blind. They dismissed me. They wouldn't give me any credit because I went blind.
Oh.
And the bottom line is, without a factor in the garment industry, you're lost.
Yeah, you don't have a
because,
business. Yeah.
The customers take so long to pay.
Right.
Plus, you have to buy fabric way out in advance. And when you have a multi-million dollar business, which we did have, the problem is, we had a great run. We went to Magic. We were there for.
Yeah, I used to go to Magic too.
Yeah, we had. I'll tell you off the. I tell a lot of the stories of Magic, a lot of times.
Okay, Michael, I'm going to get in trouble here.
This is so funny. Yeah, Michael, we're making
I'm
big
only
trouble for
I'm
the show.
I'm only kidding, Vicky.
We used to build a store. We used to build a store and. It took 2 days to build our booth.
All right, I'm going to take you away. You know, in the old days when they put a hook around the guy on the stage and
we're going to do that, Michael.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you get two
Michael.
Together, and we're going to talk for
Mike.
3 days.
Yeah. But what I wanted to ask you, and so people can relate to you in reference to Foundation Finding Blindness and your business, you said, and I quote, "I am so grateful that I went from being blind and lost." To blind and busy. My life is so full and I'm so full of gratitude. And I thought that was a remarkable statement. So if you could expand on that a little bit. Oh, and we have a call or two after you expand on that.
Okay. Yes, actually. Okay. I just wrote that in a LinkedIn post and I post a lot on LinkedIn. And sometimes I only post a picture of my white cane at the airport and say, this is a white cane. But I came to that reflection again, earlier this year, when I had to train my assistant designer, who is deaf, by the way, how to print, I was talking to my therapist. And I have a therapist who helps me through a lot of this stuff. And she said, okay, you have RP, you know that it's likely you're going to end up in light and shadows, and you have a business that you want to keep growing, right? And I said, yes. And she said, so what's the problem here? You structure your business so it can keep growing when you're totally blind. And so I was like, Eureka. And so I immediately cross-trained everybody that works with us on everything and trained my assistant designer how to print. And it just was a, it reframed my thinking completely. And it just opened the world up. And it just gave me a way of thinking in terms of everything that I approach. And so I go through airports all the time by myself with two 50-pound cases and a white cane. But I have flashing lights in my backpack and a flashing light on my arm, and people run away from me, which is great because I can only go straight because I just have central vision. So, you know, it's really, I have a really optimistic, upbeat attitude, and I have this beautiful new life with all of these new people and huge communities, all these wonderful people I meet at conventions, and these customers that I get to talk to. So, yeah, I'm like so grateful to have this soulful life.
Would you like to talk? We have a caller on the line that would like to speak to you. We have Sheila from Orlando. Hi, Sheila.
Sure.
Meet Tricia.
Hi, Tricia.
Hi, Sheila.
I actually met her in Omaha, and of course she would not possibly remember that because she had so many people coming up to her booth in the exhibit hall. But I personally want to thank you. I happen to be president of the Florida Council of the Blind, and I know that you have donated shirts and sweatshirts to our auction and have helped ACB and FCB raise a lot of money. So I love your product. I've seen it in person. It is beautiful. It is so detailed and really awesome. Her creations are just wonderful.
Thank you, Sheila. That's really lovely. Thank you so much.
Well, you're
welcome. That's a really big thing. We are a small company, right? So we don't have a lot of money, but we donate to auctions for anyone who asks, any fundraisers or door prizes within the blind community. We feel it's really, really important to do that because there's never enough money to support the blind community. And so we're really
happy
to say thank you. You're very welcome. It's really our honor and pleasure to do that.
So before we say goodnight, Patricia, what would be your message to the people listening, especially about, you know, if they have RP or they found out they might be, you know, losing their vision totally in reference to Foundation Fighting Blindness and about, you know,
say, first of all, Foundation Fighting Blindness is a great resource. And they, so if you just go to their website, you'll find that they have resources for newly blind people. So the other thing I would say, and I meet a lot of people who are newly blind that are at an NFB or an ACB convention for the first time who are just wandering around and they don't know. So let me just say to everybody, there's American Council for the Blind and National Council of the Blind. And there are so many resources within the blind community to help newly blind people that's separate from your doctor's office. The other thing is, you know what? This is just part of our journey. We're just not going to curl up in a ball and die. It's just not going to happen. But there is going to be a really tough part of the journey. So every morning, I have to get up and tell myself, today I'm going to do something. And I feel like if we can all just get up every day and say, today I'm going to do something, I'm going to work on accepting where I'm at, and I'm going to find alternative ways to do stuff, life will just open up in just a spectacular way.
It's interesting that you said that because I'm going to read something very important to that effect after, if you'd like to hold on after you're off.
Patricia.
Okay. Yes, Michael.
This is Michael. I give you one thought. Don't grow too much because the problem is the world changes when you grow too big. That's when I went blind because when I was in the garment industry, it had to be bigger and bigger and bigger. We used to go to Magic. We spent $55,000 for a weekend just having the Temptations. We would do $1 million just for the weekend. And the point is, when you grow like I did over the years, I traveled a great deal. I was a multi-million miler traveling. And I went blind because of stress. And that was all due to the garment industry, the stress, the pressure, the aggravation, the nonsense, the yelling, the carry on. So this, where you are now, fantastic. But don't grow too much because then it'll change your whole life. Like I told people last week, Now that I'm blind and I'm not in the grimestry, I can enjoy life. When I was in the grimestry, I didn't really enjoy life. I worked and I worked and I worked, and I couldn't see my family that much. I didn't see Lynn that much. Lynn was, by the way, this was, I don't know if you know this, Lynn designed our whole line. She designed.
She told me, yeah.
Yeah, Lynn designed the line. She was the colorist. And we had certain people that endorsed our line. J. Anthony Brown was a personality, a comedian. We had, what was his name that went in Alabama?
I want to forget.
What's his name that we
Reuben fought? Studder.
Reuben Studder. He won American Idol. We had his line.
So,
but anyway.
So we have a lot in common. We'll have to touch base.
We'll talk.
Oh, we will. You know what? Before we sign off, I just want to tell everyone my website is blindgirldesigns.com. Right. Or we get tons of phone orders. We do audio descriptions all the time. And that phone number is 862-448-1011. We have free shipping. And right now we're doing gift wrapping until Christmas. And we carry sizes small through 5XL.
They're good. You go way up to the plus sizes. That's great.
Well, I feel like I need to be inclusive as a blind woman. And I feel like anything that I can do to make life more inclusive for everybody else is really important.
That's great. Well, thank you, Tricia. We're going to have to say goodnight.
Thank you, Lynn. It was so nice meeting you and Michael and the team.
Merry Christmas.
Have a great holiday.
Merry Christmas. Holiday. Happy holidays to you guys.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Good luck. Bye. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
All right. We're going to go to break and come back with our trivia. Go away. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We got a lot more coming up. Trivia. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Right back.
Hi, this is Sheila Young, and I'm one of the co-hosts on Blind and Beyond radio show. I want to wish you and your family a wonderful holiday season. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a very happy and safe New Year.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith. PHONEFAITH by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you. Whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas, there is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Life isn't tied with a bow, but it's still a gift.
Hi, this is Charles, wishing you, our Blind and Beyond radio audience, a very blessed holiday season. Looking forward to hearing from you again in 2024 in the new year.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. What? What'd you say? That is the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. And this is your host, Michael. The phone number, call in, is 407-894-1680. Right now, it's trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. This is my trivia.
This is an
and
easy one.
I'm going to do an easy one. It's a song. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Everybody should know this one. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl. Possess a trap, it's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than.
It sounds terrible.
It doesn't sound like that when you listen to it without an internet.
Okay, that's enough.
It doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Right, Chris.
407-894. I'll take new listeners. Let's hear new listeners first. This, everybody should know who's singing that song. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? It's. I hope it sounds better on your end, because on our end,
it
sounded terrible. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
Hopefully there's somebody out there who heard it right.
New listeners. First.
You know it, Gary?
He didn't hear it.
I couldn't understand a word of it.
Oh, okay.
It was all garbled. I don't know why. But well, hopefully they have it out there okay.
That's only because on Zoom.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Chris, have you called in?
It came fine on our end. It was coming through good on my end. So
yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yes, we like your holiday greeting, Chris.
Oh, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, we did.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you.
Very cute.
Any new callers calling in? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
And after we get the winner, I'm going to read something really, really relevant to anyone. And someone shared this with me on social media, and I said I was going to borrow it. And everybody has to listen to this. It's about depression. especially during the holidays. And I want to share this with you all. So I'm just waiting for an answer for Michael's trivia, and then we'll get right to this.
So who's singing it?
I know who's singing it.
I don't.
Ours?
Well, Chris doesn't answer us. No, he's on the phone.
Well, I've got a thing about the being depressed during the holidays. It's sort of what I do around here, so I'll sort of add in.
Discuss it afterwards. 1 second.
Yeah, I said I'll add in when we come on.
Yep.
Okay, Chris.
What's happening, Chris?
What's happening?
Well, it's hard for him to talk to them and talk to us at the same time.
Like they're a new listener. That was a give me song.
You know what I'm going to do? What I don't usually do? I'm going to tell about next week, just in case I don't have time after.
Yeah, let's do it.
So just in case I get rushed off the air, I just want to remind everybody to join us next week with co-host none other.
Well, I have to tell you something.
Than Dave Hillebrandt and Roland Mattern from eSight, as well as Peter Cucciavi from Spectrum Communications. And, you know, hey, much, much more. Much, much more, as always.
Yep,
I've got to tell you, this building that Patricia was talking about, I was talking about, 1407 Broadway, if you land on the first floor, you go out the front door. If you land on the next floor, you go out another door. So depending what door you're coming in. So if you go on the wrong floor,
that's not funny.
You end up in the wrong place. Like, for instance, Broadway is on the first floor, sixth. I'm trying to remember, it was Avenue the 6th. It was 6th Avenue or 7th Avenue.
Yeah, but Michael, anyway, there's one thing. If you ride that elevator long enough, you're bound to run into somebody in it.
Chris, what's happening? I think Chris.
But at the time, you're not thinking that way. That's why I'm scared of elevators.
Yeah, well, you're bound to run into somebody sometime. They'll tell you where to go.
Yeah, okay. You say that, it seemed like I was in there for days. It was only for like 10 minutes right on.
Well, that's because you're scared. That's all. You're going in there for a few minutes.
The fellow we had on several months ago that got stuck in the elevator in Atlanta at the Holiday Inn Express because the keypad was a touch keypad.
Yeah.
And he got lost. And it was it was frightening.
I'm back. I'm sorry. The phone lines.
Where did you go?
Any new listeners? Any new
You went for Chinese food and came back.
The phone lines were just blowing up over here.
Well, good.
All right.
Good.
I have Dana from Pompano Beach. I have Dana from Pompano Beach, Valerie from Coral Springs, and then, of course, our good friend out of Clint, Indiana, John.
Okay, so Dana's first.
Yeah, Dana's new.
John. Sorry, folks. Dana's first.
All right, Dana said, I know the answer. I don't know how I know, but I know the answer. So let's see what Dana got. Dana, how you doing?
Hey, Dana. How you doing? Who is?
It's Pompano Beach, Florida.
So I think I know
Dana, you there?
The song.
Dana?
Yes?
Are you there?
She's there.
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and
clear. Yeah, we can.
So who was singing the song, Dana?
Okay. I'm almost positive it's Tina Turner.
Yay.
You are correct. Yes. It was Tina Turner. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. And you're a new caller. Have you been listening long?
I've been listening off and on for months. And tonight I'm making Christmas fudge. And I'm listening back and forth to the radio. And I heard the song. And I'm like, gosh darn it, I know that's Tina Turner.
Very good.
You're right. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
I'd be delighted to have it. It's a great Christmas gift from you guys to me. Love to have it.
What kind of cookies are you making, Dana?
Well, I'm making candy cane white chocolate fudge.
Ooh, yummy.
White chocolate, that's your favorite.
Yeah, white chocolate. I love that.
Mm-hmm, with the smashed candy canes.
Oh, then my goodness.
Peanut butter fudge. And then it looks pretty in the box. The white fudge, the peanut butter fudge.
Yeah.
We're glad you called in. Keep on listening with us.
Keep on calling in and keep on listening. Too.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the
Merry Christmas.
Hey, make Dana, sure don't hang up. Hold on one moment. All right, Dana, don't hang up.
I won't hang up.
Okay. So before we go off the air, I want to, like I said before, I'm going to read something really, really, really relevant. So here we go. I'm doing a lot of reading tonight. The first was Carolyn's poem, and now I'm reading about depression. So we cover the gamut here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Ready, Gary? Here I go.
Okay.
Can I hear an echo? So I borrowed this post from a friend in the blind community, and it's so relevant, especially during the holidays. And many of our blind listeners live alone and are depressed, but anybody can relate. So here we go. This person gave out depression tips. Okay, here we go. Shower. Not a bath, a shower. Use water as hot or cold as you like. You don't even need to wash. Just get in under the water and let it run over you for a while. Sit on the floor if you gotta. Moisturize everything. Use whatever lotion you like. Unscented, dollar store lotion, fancy 48-hour lotion that makes you smell like a field of wildflowers. Use whatever you want and use it all over your entire dermis. Put on clean, comfortable clothes. Put on your favorite underwear. You know those ridiculous boxers you bought last Christmas with candy cane hearts on the butt? Put them on. Drink cold water. Use ice. If you want, add some mint or lemon for an extra boost. Clean something. Doesn't have to be anything big. You can organize one drawer of a desk. Wash 5 dirty dishes. Do a load of laundry. And I can actually relate to this too, because sometimes everything's so overwhelming, you don't know what to do first. And they're saying, just wash 5 dirty dishes. Just do one load of laundry. Scrub the bathroom sink. Blast the music. Listen to something upbeat and dancey and loud, something that's got lots of energy. Sing to it. Dance to it. Even if you suck at both. Make some food. Don't just grab a granola bar to munch. Take the time and make some food. Even if it's just ramen noodles. Add something special to it, like a soft-boiled egg or some veggies. Prepare food. It tastes way better that way, and you'll feel like you accomplished something. Make something. Write a short story or a poem or draw a picture or color a picture. Fold origami, crochet or knit, sculpt something out of clay or anything artistic. Even if you don't think you're good at it, create. Go outside, take a walk, sit in the grass, look at the clouds, smell the flowers, put your hands in the dirt and feel the soil against your skin. Call someone. Call a loved one, a friend or a family member. Call a chat service if you have to and you have no one else to call. Or talk to a stranger on the street. Have a conversation and listen to someone's voice. If you can't bring yourself to call or text or email or whatever, just have some social interaction with another person. Even if you don't say much, listen to them. It helps. Cuddle your pets if you have them. You can cuddle them. Take pictures of them. And everybody has the bee in my eyes now. Take pictures of your pets. Talk to them. Tell them how you feel about your favorite movie. A new game coming out. Anything. It may seem small or silly to some, but this list keeps people alive. At your absolute best, you won't be good enough for the wrong people. But you know what? At your worst, you'll still be worth it to the right ones. Remember that. Keep holding on. In case nobody has told you today, I love you and you are worth your weight and then some in gold. Be kind to yourself and most of all, keep pushing on. Find something to be grateful for. And please share this with other people. And if anybody's interested in sharing this, please write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you haven't gotten the gist of it, a lot of this has to do with suicide awareness. And so many people are depressed during the holidays. And like I said, if you'd like to copy this, write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And I'd love to share it with you. And this was shared by a woman who is in the blind community, and she is an administrator of a Facebook page for the blind and visually impaired. And I just was so impressed with this. So that's my contribution there. Gary, you said you were going to say something about trying not to be depressed during the holidays.
Yeah. Like today, I like listening on Saturdays or Sundays to try to find something on television of Christmas shows. And there's one station that plays a lot of the Christmas movies. And I watched today about the Santa Claus that the little girl didn't know if he was Santa Claus or not. And he had to wind up going to court and prove that he was Santa Claus. And that was so good. And
that's,
you know,
not Miracle on 34th Street, is it?
Nah, I don't. I thought of it and I don't know for sure. But they brought in all the mail, sat on the judge's desk, and declared him Santa Claus. So
Yeah, I like that. And I've been playing Christmas music out over the pool all day today, and I got to go out here and turn it off here a little bit. But I try to play Christmas songs.
Well, that's good, Gary. That's nice. It keeps you out of a funk.
Yeah, it does.
It definitely does. Well, so.
What do you do? You just told somebody on the phone the other day, and every time you feel down, you play what?
Smile, the song Nat King Cole, Smile.
Yeah. Yep. That's a great song.
Hey, before we go off, Valerie, I think I left Valerie and John on the hold because they were calling in for the trivia. Prior to that, one of the callers called in.
Right, you said Lainey.
Right, she did call in. I didn't know if you had her information or not.
I do.
Okay,
She wrote a wonderful testimonial. I do.
Okay, I did write it down just in case. So I got you.
And Earl Sands never called in.
No Earl Sands.
Oh, that's a shame. And Jeff Cohn, no.
No Jeff.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, all right.
Do you want to say hi to Valerie real quick? And
I'd like to say real fast, real fast.
All right. So let's say hi to Valerie and John real quick. Valerie, how you doing?
Hey, Valerie. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Valerie.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. We're going to go off the air in like 1 minute. So quick hello.
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 And she's not there. That's John?
John, you there?
All right. Let's see. John. John, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, John.
Hey, John. Want to wish you a happy holiday and happy New Year, John.
Yeah, I'm just a day late and a dollar short again.
There you go.
Yeah, we're listening. We're listening.
You'll join us next week.
Are you guys going to be on next week, too?
Yes.
We'll be on next week.
Yes. And we'll be on Christmas Eve.
And we'll be on Christmas Eve, too.
Oh, well, maybe I got 2 weeks to get in before you guys go on vacation for a week. Hello. To get my trivia.
There you go.
Well,
there you go.
Provide the opportunity.
Anyway,
good luck.
Have a good day down there and a good week. So take care of yourself.
You too.
You too,
John.
Sure will.
Take care.
And go Bears.
Yeah, the Bears. They beat the.
we beat the Lions.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you take care down there, all right?
You too, John. Bye-bye. Stay
okay.
Well. Happy New Year, you and your wife.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Michael Lynn, I want to say I'm really looking forward to our radio show Christmas party.
Yep.
Good night, John.
Good night, everybody. Okay. So, everybody, thanks for listening tonight. Thank you for letting us come into your home. Gary, thank you for coming on board.
Yep.
Chris Shaw, you did a great job as usual. And I want to thank everybody for listening. Without you, we have no show. We have to have listeners. And we appreciate you, and we hope you appreciate us. Love you all. And listen, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you. Good night.
Be safe out there. Please be safe. Good night, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Polishing up our ass.